over 100 years of football history in one of the most emblematic stadiums in the world. After visiting this museum, you'll understand why Brazilians live and breathe this sport. As you enter the stadium, Brazilian football legend and three-time World Cup champion Pelé welcomes you personally in three languages. In fact, he greets about 1,000 visitors per day on average, 2,000 per day during the World Cup. The sight is a treat for more than just the eyes. You'll hear the sounds of goals and whistles and experience the taste of victory and defeat. Daniela Alfonsi is the museum's content director.
We have 15 rooms in long-term exhibition that works with the motion, that works with experiences. So in each room, you can feel the voice of the bleachers, of the supporters on the bleachers. You can hear the radio narrations. You can see the football as art more than as a sport.
Pelé once called football o jogo bonito, or the beautiful game. A nickname that has stuck ever since. In this museum, it is easy to see why. Carlos Acosta is a Colombian who lives in Sao Paulo. He sees Brazilians' passion for football as an inspiration to the world.
It's contagious. The Brazilians breathe football all the time. They eat football. They drink football all day.
There is one room in particular that tugs at every Brazilian's heart. A theater that mourns Brazil's historic 2-1 defeat by Uruguay in the 1950 World Cup final, in front of more than 90,000 fans at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. Luckily, the sadness is short-lived. With a record 5 World Cup titles, Brazilians have a lot to be proud of, as displayed in the interactive Hall of Heroes. And in case that's still not enough to entertain your senses, there are games designed to bring out the competitor in everyone, not to mention an opportunity to become the newest hero of the 2014 World Cup. Reporting from Sao Paulo, Brazil, I'm Ramon Taylor for VOA News.